It is amazing. This text from Isaiah is in chapter 30, which means it's more likely to be most likely from Isaiah himself. And it's not from Deutero-Isaiah, who's 2 centuries later. Chapter, as I think I told you before, right? This goes up to 39, this first part. The thing that is so amazing, and we ought to take this text and ponder it today, is the love of the Lord that he mediates through his prophet to prepare us for the coming of the Lord. Coming of the Lord in our death, coming of the Lord to end the world, coming of the Lord, whatever's going to happen now, coming of the Lord at Christmas. And he prepares us, you see. People of Zion who dwell in darkness, no more will you weep. He will be gracious to you when you cry out. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. As soon as he hears. Well, how long does it take the Lord to hear? No time at all. The Lord will give you the bread you need and the water for which you thirst. Not just the bread and water we need to eat, but the bread of the word, the water of the truth. No longer will your teacher hide himself, but with your own eyes you shall see your teacher. While from behind a voice shall sound in your ears, this is the way, walk in it. When you would turn to the right or the left, God saying, I will guide you. I will protect you. Just when you get a chance, this is chapter 30, starting with verse 19. And it goes on a little bit to 26. Read it and ask the Lord to let you feel the love that is in this. This is God making these promises. He will give you rain for the seed that you sow in the ground. The light of the moon will be like the sun, and the sun will be like 7 suns. There'll always be light. See? That hasn't happened yet. That's for heaven. But he's promising it to us. There's love there. The love of the Father. And then, whoops, we get to the gospel. And this is the way you preach the gospel. This is what he said, right? He summoned his 12 disciples and he gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out. Do you know how many of our contemporaries are beset with demons? The whole culture is moving that way. How many of the movies, how many of the television shows are all about the occult? All about demons. And people, you know, are being taught, you give your life over to the demons and they'll make you rich, they'll make you, and they will. Then they'll drag you to hell. We can't stand by and watch that. You so, as you go, make this proclamation. The reign of God is close. You see, Jesus preached the kingdom. The disciples preached Jesus because Jesus is the kingdom. He's the place where God reigns and pours out his blessing. He's the kingdom. Autobasileia, Origen calls him. And the book, have you read Jesus of Nazareth? How many people have read Jesus of Nazareth? Okay, the rest of you, that's your project for Advent. Go out and buy it and read it. I can't make you do that, but it'd be a good idea, you know? It really would. You see? So go tell them the kingdom of God is at hand. Open up your heart, and it's there. As you go, you see, and then cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, and once again, drive out demons, and do this all without cost. Don't get paid for this. I'm giving it to you. You give it away. This is funny, but when I was, I don't know if we're still recording these things, but we were recording these homilies, the Lord said, give them away. So I did. I didn't pay for them, you know, I mean, I gave them away, and I told somebody I was going to give them away, and they said, great marketing. I never thought of it. But you can see, if we could give away healing and good news and restore families for nothing, what would happen? Anyway, there is a message here in these texts about the love of the Father for us. It's unbelievable. It's powerful. And it throbs in these texts. If you have the Magnificat, read them at your prayer time. You know? Go out, raise the dead. Cure the sick. Tell people the kingdom is here. It's available. Open up your heart and receive it.